Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, MyBookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with MyBookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sportsbook. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us.
Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination.
One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
This is the Zabecast. From the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. Thursday, August 22nd, 2024. Thank you for downloading. Let me get to this before we say hello to Kevin Sheehan, who will be on the pod today talking some Commanders football, NFL football in general, and more. The Oklahoma State University Cowboys, coached by Mike Gundy, he of the "I'm a man, I'm 40" rant fame. By the way, he's 57 now. 17 years that epic tirade is now in the rearview. Mike Gundy said earlier in the week, "Hey, I told these agents, stop calling me. It's not time to negotiate. It's time to play football. We'll do this all over again come December." And some people roasted him for it. And then, of course, he ends up later in the week, Oklahoma State does, announcing this. Every player is going to have a QR code on the back of their helmets that I presume, if the camera angle is tight enough on TV or if the angle is just right, that you'll be able to point your phone at your TV and then get sucked into the vortex via the QR code to be able to donate directly to the NIL fund of Oklahoma State football. Maybe it'll go directly to the player himself, although I doubt that would be the case. Although I guess I shouldn't doubt anything at this point. And it's just a further slide down the icy roof, Clark Griswold style, of where the sport is going. And if you think it's going to end with this, you are sadly mistaken. You're not paying attention. I mean, Clark Griswold grabbed the gutter and hung on for dear life, which in real life we all know, you'd be on the ground, you'd probably be dead if not paralyzed. But there's going to be no hanging on to the gutter. It's going to be an eventual slide into essentially a pro league with a lot of the same pro features as the NFL. Will we get to a collective bargaining agreement and trades of players in college, and even a college draft and a salary cap? I'd like to say, nah, I won't get that far. But we're sliding down the hill of, well, it's basically a pro league. So how do we manage a pro league? Gundy himself on the Pat McAfee show said on Wednesday that we're at the point where we need the players to be actual employees of the school, because there has to be contracts. He said, and this makes a ton of sense. He goes, look, we're talking about potentially seven-figure deals for certain college football players, the ones that are the most important and high profile, quarterbacks, wide receivers, running backs, etc. And what business deal in life gets done for seven figures without a contract to protect both sides and both parties in it? And the answer is there is none. It's the Wild West right now. And players are getting taken advantage of by unscrupulous agents and middlemen taking outrageous cuts of this NIL money. And there is no protection for the universities either and the athletic departments that are shelling out the cash to get these kids to play. So once you have contracts, again, it's like if you give a mouse a cookie. Once you have money going to the players directly, you know, for their name, image, and likeness, then it's just going to be, well, forget the name, image, likeness. He's just a good player, so he needs to get cash. And once you're getting cash, you need a contract. And if you give a mouse a cookie, if you're going to have a contract, then shouldn't we have make you an employee? Okay, so now you have to pay taxes, all right? So if you're an employee and you're paying taxes, then can we make you practice more as part of your deal to play for Oklahoma State? And how many practices are we going to force you to play in? And is there off-season reporting requirements to come to mini camps and OTAs? And then it comes down to, well, shit, we're not getting our money's worth out of this contract. We're going to cut you or trade you. How much of the money is guaranteed? Signing bonuses. And holy shit, Alabama's outspending everybody and they're killing us. What are we going to do? Salary cap. All right, we got a salary cap. Great. You know, we really wanted to get this kid, this hot prospect, out of the panhandle of Florida, but some school just offered him way too much money. We couldn't compete. Unfair, unfair. Okay, well, maybe we should have a draft. And again, you're going to probably say right now, come on, stupidest thing ever. As dumb as your argument about there's no special wide receivers anymore in the NFL. Put that aside. We'll deal with it at the end. Okay. You can say that, but I'm telling you the square we are standing on right now. And the square says players have QR codes on their helmets that will help people pay them directly. In a million years, did you think you'd get to this point? I know this. Red Grange didn't think it'd get to this point. Red Grange, the first guy. I think Red Grange and Newt Rockne. First two guys to have QR codes on their helmets.
They were leather helmets. How? First of all, there's no...
Don't argue with me. I'm a historian on football. Red Grange and Newt Rockne used to have QR codes on their helmets, and they would get direct payments from fans back in the day.
The games weren't even on TV. What are you talking about?
And if it weren't for the muddy fields that they often played on that obscured the QR codes on their helmets, they would have made so much money. I bet they would have made more than President Taft in a single calendar year. This is the square we're on. We are still sliding down the rooftop. It ain't going to stop here. Where will it stop? And will you still enjoy college football? I know this. I'm excited for the season. It's going to be wild. It's new. It's unusual. The conferences are all jacked up. 12-team playoff. Don't know how the jockeying for spots is going to play out in real life when it comes to that. There's going to be a lot of jawboning come late November about what conference deserves what. There'll be some upsets. There'll be some things we thought we saw coming. There'll be some things we didn't see coming. But what else are you going to do on a Saturday other than watch some good old collegiate, semi-professional tackle football? Quick break. If you are a subscriber, you're not even here on the break. We're going to go right to Kevin Sheehan. Kevin Sheehan of Team 980 and the Kevin Sheehan Podcast will join us next. You are listening to the Zabecast.
Hiring with Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.
All right, let's see if he picks up on this. We shall. Oh, there he is. You got me there, buddy?
I got you there,
ladies
champ.
And gentlemen, boys and girls, Kevin Sheehan joining us. I tricked him today. I figured out a new podcast hack. Call a friend in the biz and say, hey, can I just get your thoughts for 20 minutes on something important? And you'll think it's like career or business-wise like Kevin did, and he'll call you right back. Thank you.
No, if you had said, do you have time to be on the podcast today? I would have said, of course.
I know you would.
I love when you call and ask me to come on. I love having you on mine. It's fun.
I know. But, you know, we all do so many different podcasts and interviews and other people's stuff. It, you know, it gets to be a much. So, be much. I said, okay, I grab you for 20 minutes today. Not a second longer. We're 53 seconds in. I give the 20-minute hang-up guarantee to all my guests that unless we're having such a great time, when you look at your watch, look at your phone, when it says 20 minutes, just fucking hang up.
Do you really do that? Because no, I get accused of
stretching people a bit long.
Of stretching people, but the only time I ever stretch is when
you're enjoying
it's really good.
The
and to be honest with you, it's usually not. I don't consider it to be solely my fault. It's just a conversation you're having, and it hasn't reached its natural end.
I hear you on that. You but know? No, I don't offer that. Although maybe I should. It just Whatever. One of these things. When you ask for somebody's time, like on a call for non-podcast, when you ask in a text, what is the denomination of minutes you ask for? That is seen to be the least intrusive you would ask for. 5 minutes?
No, it's for an interview?
No. A personal, like, hey, I need to talk to you. Do you have 15
can I
minutes?
Can grab you for 5 minutes?
Do you have 10 minutes? Do you have 5 minutes?
Can I grab you for 5 to 10 minutes? If you have it, yeah. Five minutes seems like the right number.
At what number of minutes would you internally groan and roll your eyes at somebody? Like, oh, boy.
Oh,
for a non-podcast request.
I mean, there are people, right, in our lives that will say, hey, do you have
an hour?
1 and 2 o'clock tomorrow to talk with me about my son's career? He's really into sports and wants to get into broadcasting. No, I don't have from 1 to 2 o'clock, but I certainly have from 1 to 1:15.
Yeah, there you go. Which, by the way, was the time that was allotted for the Caddy Day swimming time at the pool in the movie Caddyshack. I believe it was 1 to 1:15. I'd have to look that one
up. There you go.
All right, so you just talked to Coach Quinn of the Commanders. Nice. Is this part of your 980 show or your podcast?
No, it's recording him for the 980 show, which I'll run tomorrow. Although I think I'm going to run some of it on today's podcast as a way to kind of, you know, tease it for tomorrow's radio show. But it's really done for the radio show.
Got it. So it's repurposed then for the pod. Okay.
Yes.
So as a preface to that, and I look forward to hearing your thoughts on him and how the interview went, was at Golfed Him Today, doing my golf show with Buddy Christensen, who started the company,
sure.
Took over the company, sold it, but he's still involved. And he briefly, at the lowest of the low points of the Snyder regime, left. He fled for Green Bayistan and was a refugee. And I'm still living there, as you know. But he fled and was a Packer fan, but he has returned to his homeland. I'm proud to say. Buddy has. So he is now once again a Commanders fan, and he was asking me, what do you think? And they don't really have any chance of being in the playoffs. And I go, that's the NFL, man. I wouldn't put anything past any team in this league. But I did say, I go, you know what, though? It just feels so much better, I'm sure, with Snyder out and with a coach like Quinn, who I like and he likes, and is a huge upgrade in terms of no bullshit from the last guy. With that, I'll shut up and let you talk.
Well, first of all, didn't you flee for Packerland?
I fled for Green Bayistan, and I am still living there in a small grass-thatched hut on the northern banks.
You know, there are many of us of your, you know...
That stayed behind and fought in the wars.
Of your past family.
And lost everything to oust the...
Talk about your flee to Green Bay.
Oh, I am seen as a...
all the time.
I'm seen as a turncoat and a pariah and somebody who turned his back on his motherland. I understand that.
No, but all of us turned our backs to a certain degree. My passion level, you and I have talked about this, isn't the same. But...
I like Quinn. Do you like Quinn?
I do like Quinn. I'm a massive Jaden Daniels guy. So it started last September where I'm like, oh my God, this guy, everything he does is translatable to today's NFL. Whoever gets him, I thought it was one of the best quarterbacked college football seasons I've ever seen. And you know how much I love college football, and I love it as much as I love the NFL, if not a little bit more. So I'm really excited about him, very excited about Quinn. But the root of all of this is Dan is gone, which happened a year ago, but this is really the beginning of the Josh Harris ownership era. He couldn't make changes, July 31st, 2023. Camp was starting 3 days later. So he couldn't change out the coaching staff, couldn't change out the front office. And now we're into actually something that feels functional. You know, a real general manager, a general manager who was significant in the hiring of a head coach. The head coach hired a quality staff. And then, Zabe, we've talked about this before, but they came in with a clean slate in that they had the second most cap space available in the league. They had 6 picks in the top 100, and they had number 2 overall in what appears to be, we never know in the moment, but maybe we'll look back 3, 4 years, 5 years down the road and think that this was a quarterback-rich draft, and they had number 2 overall and had a need for a quarterback. So everything just has kind of changed in terms of the football, you know, optimism level and arrow. It's pointing up. Now, will that bring all of the fans that fled back? I don't know if it'll just be that. I think the name, you know how I feel about the name. I think the name's a massive issue with a lot of the fans that did leave during the Snyder era. But football-wise, it's about as optimistic as it's been in a long time.
Yeah. So what's Quinn been like in camp and in pressers so far and just his general vibe? What do you think his MO is going to be the second time around as a head coach?
It's a good question. The one thing, and you know, I hesitate saying this because everybody said this about Rivera in 2020. He's so highly respected around the league. Players love him. Players loved Ron Rivera, you know, in Carolina. The players here liked Ron Rivera. Ron Rivera couldn't be a head coach and a general manager at the same time. And then, by the way, be the face of the franchise as they were going through investigation after investigation and then a sale. And oh, by the way, he had cancer. It was a pretty rough deal for him. And you and I both know it doesn't matter who came here during right. the Snyder era. It was never going to work.
But where Rivera lost me was he treated us like we were children who didn't know what we were looking at. And so yeah, he treated the fans and the media like
I can believe that he was in small market USA still rather than
right. You know, and that he could bullshit his way through obvious issues with the team. And I will say his sideline command was one of the worst I've ever seen.
Yeah.
You know, but in a game,
the point
in
is
60 minutes on Sunday
said about him.
Yeah.
The same things they are saying about Quinn.
Really?
The difference is Quinn is coaching the football team. He's not in charge of personnel, and he's not having to answer questions about the latest investigation into his owner.
Yeah, that's true. So that takes a lot off his plate. You know, it's interesting. I said to a friend, I go, you know, this is the first year in like 25 years we won't have Nick Saban or Bill Belichick roaming sidelines on the fall.
Are you as excited as I am to listen to Belichick break down the NFL and talk NFL this year? I think he's going to be great.
I am. I'm also excited to and interested in hearing what Thomas Edward Peter Brady has to say about the NFL, because it dawned on me as he's starting to do a little bit more and more, Kevin, it dawned on me that for the entirety of his brilliant career, we didn't hear that much of his thoughts on football or the NFL, and now we're going to get a flood of it. It's either going to be awesome and great, or we're going to quickly go, huh, this guy already. But I think he's going to be better than Aikman. I'll leave it at that.
I have no idea what to expect from Tom Brady. I do think, and I'm confident, that Belichick is smart enough to realize that in the media, you got to be honest, and you got to bring stuff. And I think he will, and I think we're going to learn a lot listening to him. With right. Brady, I have no idea. You might be right. I've never been the Aikman hater that a lot of people, especially NFC East fans, are that aren't Cowboy fans.
He doesn't say anything, Kevin, on the games. It's all cliches and platitudes. But I think he's heard some of the criticism because he's getting a little bit better incrementally.
I guess when I said that, remember for years, every Eagle, Giant, and Redskins fan thought that he was anti them. I never felt that way. In fact, I thought he would go out of his way to make people believe that he wasn't, you know, biased and he wasn't right. a Cowboys fan in yeah. those NFC East matchups. But
yeah. I don't hate him personally.
You pay much more attention to that than I do typically.
Well, I want guys to be good on broadcast. I was a big Romosexual early, and then he just completely lost the plot. Brent Musburger's warning to him about, hey, Tony, listen, knock it off. You're going to get further and further away from your playing days, and you're not going to be able to do this little magic trick of calling what play's coming next. And sure as shit, wasn't Uncle Brent right as rain? Answer, yes. So anyway, back to Belichick. I want to get your thoughts on this situation with Brian Flores. Why did Belichick produce so many raging asshole assistants? Because you think about every one of them that fell out of the tree, from Matt Patricia to the punk kid that was with the Raiders before he got cut loose. Every one of his guys, it seems like, was an asshole. And also, where do you fall on this Tua Tagovailoa issue with Flores?
I don't know why, first of all. There have been guys that have come out that aren't complete assholes, like Romeo Crennel, who was with him early on.
Fair enough. Nice guy.
He kept popping up everywhere. You know, people loved him. I mean, he never won, I don't think, at all, but people kept bringing him back and they loved him. But
Josh McDaniels, Matt Patricia, now Flores, Trying to think who else was in the mix.
Well, the giant guy that was a horrible head coach that was the special teams coach.
Oh, Joe Judge.
Joe Judge, who was there for a half a minute.
Exactly. So here's what's interesting. On the Tua versus Flores thing, my co-host, Brian Butch, former Big Ten basketball player of the year and almost NBAer, says he thinks that Tua's being soft, that Tua should have taken the hard coaching from Flores and just accepted it and used it to drive himself to be better. And I found that interesting. You have boys who played sports and you've done a little bit of coaching. What do you think?
Well, I don't know the specifics of it. I think in this day and age, if you're a coach that berates and that if you coach by way of intimidation and fear and mm-hmm. and for every four criticisms, there isn't a compliment to go with it. I mean, you know, the wooden books, the wooden was for every constructive criticism, you've got to compliment young people four times for really? It to get through.
And that was in wooden's day and age.
I know. And if he's the opposite of that,
right.
With players as sensitive as they are today, it may fly for a lot of us that are kind of old school, but yeah. It's got to work with the players. I will say this. I think it's bad timing for Tua to go public with this. I mean, what's the point, really? You know, they're considered to be a contender. You're 2.5 weeks away from the regular season.
Right.
You got to be smart enough to know that that's going to be headline inducing and why.
Yeah, it's not helpful to be sure. I think also with the NFL, one trend is we're getting even less useful signals out of August from teams than we did before. And we already got a lot of noise in August to begin with when they played four preseason games and there was some sort of cohesive pattern to who played when. Now it's even worse. And I think these joint practices, which are covered like games by the local media in each city, is also distorting things because they're pushing out these stats or pushing out narratives of, you know, the Packers got pushed around by the Broncos in their joint practices. And I had to ask.
I can't believe how many people still every August get wrapped up in anything they're watching in these games.
I know.
None of it ever transfers to the regular season.
I mean, there's individual
evaluations, but that's more for the coaches.
That's what they know.
The building. Right. We're not in the building.
Right. And I had to pause and go, okay, hold on a second. In these joint practices, do they tackle to the ground? Well, no, they do something called fitting up and they kind of wrap. I go, okay, so they're not playing football. Got it. Don't tell me about, oh, they really push the Packers around in the joint practice. It doesn't mean shit. So it's hard to know what's going on. And with that as my prelude, I ask you, do the Commanders have a chance, Kevin, to go have a season?
I actually used your line recently. So
yes!
I have been incredibly, you know, pessimistic before every single season since Kirk left.
Right.
I mean, that was the last year I predicted a winning record for this football team on the show. You know, 2017 was his last season, and that was it. And once they botched that thing, I'm like, they're never, ever going to win. And by the way, we were right about that. With Snyder, they were never
yes.
going to be a sustained winner. This is the most optimistic I've been, and I went on my show 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and said I'm count me in right now for 10-7 and a wild
yes.
card berth. I think they could be the surprise team in the NFC.
I think the answer is why not. What's the major concern? Defense, obviously. God awful defensively last year. What have they done to upgrade?
So really, major concerns are all over the board for a lot of different people. Right now, it might be kicker because they don't have one. They signed one. They had to cut him because of the off-the-field issue that he had, Brandon McManus. I think corner is the biggest concern for me. I don't know that they have two legitimate starting outside corners, and there doesn't appear right now to be depth. But again, what's that based on? Some preseason and some joint practices.
Yeah.
You know, the scheme that's employed in real games might actually fit the group of players they have really well. My optimism stems from Jaden Daniels, number one. Number two, last year's 4-13, Zabe, was a season that was sabotaged before it started. It was a lame duck coach year. They hired Eric Bieniemy. No one else in the league wanted to hire him. I think he probably did it as a favor to Andy Reid. That was incredibly dysfunctional from minute one. And I kind of chalk up the implosion of last season to just a horrible vibe and a lot of dysfunction in the building. And I think that's completely changed. And I think there was some talent left over. John Allen, Daron Payne, Terry McLaurin, Sam Cosmi. And they're going to have 11 to 12 new starters that they, you know, they acquired via free agency or they drafted. I just think they've got a chance to be, you know, a sleeper team in an NFC where there isn't an there's no obvious team that's going to be the new team in the postseason. We know there will be at least one or two, so I went with them this year.
All right, I love optimism. Exit question. So those who have listened to you and know you from, you know, 980 and whatever, they know well about your smell test principles when it comes to picking games against the spread, both college and pro. I have many people who have never heard this on my podcast, and I would like for you to summarize in 1 minute or less, what is the Kevin Sheehan patented smell test?
It's not patented. It's patent pending. it's simply a contrarian handicapping philosophy. So if a lot of my friends like you are absolutely convinced that one side is right, I just go the other way.
It's got to be wrong.
That's it in a nutshell.
So in other words, the lines
public,
right?
And as you know, I have connections with people offshore who will tell me where the public money is and where the sharp money is, and you get a feel for it after a while. You know, your guy Solly was always right there with me and had a real understanding of this. It's no guarantee of winning anything. The only thing it's guaranteed for a long period of time is not getting crushed, which isn't a bad, you know, entry level into gambling. Hey, I'm not going to get crushed if I bet against all my friends every week.
One of the best heater runs I ever went on, just picking games for funsies on the show, was I would literally stare at the sheet every week, find four games that made me physically ill to think about betting on and teams, and I played them. I got hotter than shit. And literally, these were games that made me puke in my mouth a little bit when I said, I'll take the Colts plus.
Well, part of the description of the smell test includes that some of the teams you play stink. They're terrible, but yeah, like I say every week during the smell test, look, if I can't make you play the Patriots this week plus the 12, at least just stay off the game and don't play the other side.
I love it. All right, buddy. Good to talk to you. We'll talk soon. Thanks, pal.
I love you. Take care.
Take care. Oh, by the way, Eric Bieniemy had to Google this. Where is Eric Bieniemy now? Currently the associate head coach / offensive coordinator at UCLA. It's a good job, but it's not an NFL job. And unless I've missed it, it's been chirp, chirp, crickets from the very same media that wouldn't shut up about how much he deserves a head coaching job in the NFL. Maybe that caravan has moved on. The dogs have barked and the caravan has moved on. But it doesn't seem like there's much appetite in the mainstream drive-by media to try to get Bieniemy a job. Just like there's not a lot of people keeping up for Brian Flores at this point. Although I still don't know exactly where I stand on was he being a real meanie meanerson to a Tagovailoa or just trying to be brutally honest and coach him hard. I'd have to learn more, have to see more. Last ad. Boy, am I getting some pushback from various people about my discussion with Charch yesterday about what wide receivers in the NFL are, quote, special, and which ones are not special. And I think it comes down to the word special itself and what people's perceived meaning of it is. people think if I don't call a guy special, that it means I think he sucks or that he's no good or that he's meh. All of these guys that play that position are spectacular athletes and they do incredible things. When I look at, though, the word special, I'm trying to identify which ones are both elite of the elite and have a unique characteristic that is of especially high value to winning games. Special. Unique characteristics. Special. Who are they? And I'm not sure who they would be. My boy Getter texted me. He goes, because I said I'm open to persuasion on this, which wide receivers are, quote, special. He lists Amon-Ra St. Brown, Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson. Should I continue? I said, well, how can a fourth rounder in Amon-Ra and a fifth rounder in Puka, he didn't list Puka Nacua, but I did, be considered special, or is Nico Collins as a third rounder special? And are you saying that Jackson Smith in Jigba is not special after just 1 year, or Zay Flowers not special after just 1 year? Both guys that looked up their numbers had nice, productive rookie seasons. And then I saw a stat that blew me away. Adam Thielen had the exact same yards, 1,014, and exact same number of touchdowns as Jaylen Waddle. Well, holy shit. I know that an aging white Adam Thielen, as the only decent, reliable weapon for a shit-ass Carolina team, getting way more of the production output on offense for the Panthers, does not equal Jaylen Waddle as a pure talent. But is Waddle special? Special. I don't know. There's so many guys that are ball catchers. DJ Moore is a really nice wide receiver. 1,300 yards, 8 touchdowns last year, almost 100 catches for the Bears. He got paid as if he was special. I don't know if he is that special. Is he more special than Garrett Wilson or Chris Olave or any number of wide receivers out there? Or Devontae Smith for the Eagles? And on and on and on. I just don't know. It's a hard position to price, if you know what I'm saying. It's a hard position to say this guy's worth this much and this guy's not worth that much. And especially on the younger players, like I mentioned, the first round guys, and the surprise bonus babies like Puka Nacua, who won just about everybody's fantasy league last year that was smart enough to grab him as soon as it became apparent, oh shit, he's going to get a ton of catches now that Cooper Kupp is hurt. Cooper Kupp, another guy. No one thought he was, quote, special coming out of college. And the next thing you know, you're like, shit, this guy's too quick as a whip-whap guy. Can't stay with him. Guy has amazing hands, like a fly trap. Great ball player. But they're harder to, I think, accurately assess by scouts these days. It's harder to know exactly who's going to be good, and so much of it is dependent upon quarterback, scheme, coach, and how crowded the wide receiver room is. How many open mouths, like little birdies, are in the nest saying, feed me. Feed me. And I'll leave it at that. Argue amongst yourself. I'm done arguing. I got fantasy football charts to study from Charge at Guillotine Leagues. Thank you so much for listening and downloading. Spread the word. Rate and review. It helps with the algorithmic gods to keep on producing more and more members of Zabe Nation. And I appreciate it so much. Have a great Thursday. And we will see you if you're a subscriber on Friday's edition of the podcast. Just make sure to go to zabe.com/premium and you can get a special Friday edition that includes the OGs, Scott Lynn and Steve Solomon, with the soon-to-be You Are Looking Live for week one of the NFL season 2 weeks from today. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, and we will see you next time.
Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, mybookie.com is here
to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with MyBookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sports book. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long.